Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everybody. This is going to be short and sweet. Can't beat around the bush when we're dealing with some of this stuff, so here it comes. Might be 15 minutes, might be less, but we're calling it Fighting Back, and we're all frustrated with what's going on in this country, what's going on with our government, what's going on with everything from our local government, our state government, our federal government, police, on and on it goes. Everybody, anybody that's got three brain cells that are actually firing, understands the problem. So, how do we, the people who actually created the governments, fight back against our servants when they have completely violated our rights and our power? What do you do? That's the question. How do we do this? Where do we go? Can't get it from the courts. Can't get it from writing letters. We can't go to Congress. You know, we play these games and we've been doing it for decades. We're even playing the same Republican, Democrat facade. Those are two faces on the same sick head. And we keep losing. We've been doing it for decades and we expect different results. That's the definition of insanity. Now, it may seem hopeless, but it isn't. In fact, it's rather easy. If you have the simple will to do it and take the little time to do it. Now, there's a learning curve in this whole thing, but these steps here that I'm going to give you are the simplest things you can start, and then you can pay attention to this blog and watch it and go to the website that I give you and stay tuned, because big, big, big things are about to happen here that's going to unravel these guys' little sycophant game. I'm going to discuss the basic steps that you need to take to begin the process. Now, as you take these steps, please remember you will begin compiling evidence. That's basically what it is, to use at a later time, which will be made known to you, as I mentioned, in future things. But you have to start collecting evidence. Now, if you do not want to follow these steps, you're simply part of the apathy, the fear, and you're following what these guys want you to do, and you're paying for it. You're paying money for that luxury of being a slave. Okay, let's get started. You need to build a database of evidence against your enemies. This crosses many platforms and involves most everyone in your county, state, and cities, and the various governments. Now, if you're serious, you will realize this does not happen overnight. Simply build a local group that is serious about taking back your liberties, or do it yourself, because I guarantee you it's going to come in handy. And just begin to implement these steps, spreading out the projects if you have to, so it all doesn't happen from just one person. Surely anybody that's in the Patriot Movement has numerous friends and people and groups, and you can bring this to them to start this, because, like I said, we have some huge, huge stuff that's about to be released, but you have to build this foundation, and then you're going to be able to take that to the next level. Okay, number one, use your state's Freedom of Information Act, whatever that equivalent is, such as here in Colorado, it's called the CORA, Colorado Open Records Act. And you want to request these following documents, and it has to be documents. That's what you want. Please provide a copy of the document or a copy of whatever. You want to get, number one, a copy of the Oath of Office and Bond for each of your local elected representatives, such as your sheriff, your board of county commissioners, your county assessor, your county treasurer, your local and district judges, your local DA, okay? You want to just simply make a CORA to them, or make a Freedom of Information Act, but it has to be under your state Freedom of Information Act statutes. And find that out. It's easy to find. You can either make a call or do a little search under your state website. And you simply create, you can use the statutes in there, and you just simply say, I want a copy of the XYZ, this guy, John Doe's oath of office and his bond. And mostly that is going to be done at your local county office, your Board of County Commissioners, or just your local government office for most of this stuff, okay? That's as simple as it is. You can't get any simpler. Okay, number two, once you've collected that information, and it doesn't take everybody doing it, you just want to spread it out, because if you've got 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 people in the various offices and the judges and the DA and the attorneys and whatever, you want to spread it out. Get 5 or 10 people or 15 if you're in a big county. Okay? Number two, go to your state bar website or do a search for locating the bar numbers for your local attorneys as well as the judges for your district. Everybody is in a certain district. It might be one or two or three counties. It might be five or six counties. But you have a DA that is an attorney, and he has a bar number. That bar number is critical because that's criminal evidence right there, and you'll find out more in a minute. In Colorado, we have the website is ColoradoSupremeCourt.com/ and then search, and then assist. So you might check with your Colorado Supreme Court or call them. It's just simple to find it. Anybody that's done any research, if you Googled anything, if you've looked for a product, you know how to do the searches. So why is this important, you're asking? Okay, the bar number, which you've heard of, the bar is some huge, big, mysterious thing, is evidence that all attorneys out there, attorneys, judges, that have this bar number have accepted what's called a title of nobility, and that's known as Esquire. You'll see that on a lot of the advertisements, John Doe Esquire or whatever, okay? That is a title of nobility, okay? Why is that important? Well, a title of nobility is prohibited by the United States Constitution found in Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8. Look it up. Here's what it says. No title of nobility shall be granted by the United States, : and no person holding any office of profit or trust under them, in other words, the title of nobility, shall, without the consent of Congress, accept of any present, in other words, a present like Christmas present, emolument, payment, office, or title of any kind whatsoever from any king, prince, or foreign state. Okay, title of nobility may seem like a trite thing, but it is paramount when you understand that this simply means our founding fathers did not want any attorney in public office like we have 90%+ today in Congress. It's horrible. Okay? Titles of nobility, look it up on, just do a search under Google, titles of nobility, and look at Wikipedia, and you'll see what it says. It says the definition of an office of profit is an executive appointment granted by a government authority or power, which includes a king, queen, prince, or other, okay? And the title of nobility, you'll see with that, that's we've already gone over that. So the bar and attorney system is essentially destroying our republic under color of law. They are in charge of things, but if you understand just that United States Constitution, Article 1, that was meant to prohibit this very thing from taking place. And this whole can of worms is about to be exposed, so if you lay this foundation, you get their bar numbers, print it out, just start building a little file, and get their oaths, get the bonds, and you'll find out that most everyone, your everything from your BOCC, your Board of County Commissioners, attorneys, your sheriff, all of them do not have a valid bond, which means that they are illegally, and that's very clear, they are illegally occupying a legal office, because if they don't have a bond, you're not protected, and that's very critical to what we're about to do here, okay? So these are basically the first steps to take if you're serious about doing something to take back your liberties and holding accountable your elected representatives who have become essentially lawless, guys, let's face it. Remember, if they do not have a lawful oath and bond, they are illegally occupying a legal office and can be held accountable, and they will be. Okay. There's a wave growing, I'm telling you right now, and we've got some even bigger guns that are about to be released here in the near future, but you have to start here. Be patient, be slow about it, but just methodical, talk to other people, get this information, and then just wait, stay tuned. You can go to libertyzone.org if you want to kind of follow what we're doing. We're trying to keep that updated, but people, you have to fight for your freedoms, and if you don't, you're going to lose them. So hang in there, stay tuned to this, but do take those few steps there, and there's contact information on that website if you want to dig into it more and really take this by the teeth and get rolling, because it is happening, and it's happening throughout Colorado, and it's happening across this republic. And the more people that we get on board, the more we're going to be able to make a tsunami that these guys will not be able to stand against, because we're standing on the law, we're standing on the Constitution, we're standing on our liberties, and that's just the nature of it. And if we don't know who we are, and we don't understand that we created the government all the way from the local, state, and federal, we created them, and they are not greater than us. So we are the sovereigns according to the United States Supreme Court in 5 or 6 cases. We're talking older cases when the real intent of Congress was known and the people knew it. But we've become ignorant, we've become blind, we've become deceived, and we've become apathetic. So if we don't get away from those things, we're going to be toast and it's going to be over with. So hang in there. Let's just keep plodding on, okay? Take care.